It's now my pleasure to interview and talk to some two people from Montdelancy. First of all, Jill. Now, Jill, her grandfather or her husband's grandfather was actually part of the family that owned that house. And I've also got me with Donna, and we particularly want to talk today. Well, we'll talk a little bit about Montdelancy, but we'll certainly, I know they've got a big weekend coming up with paint and sketch, so we're going to talk to them about that. But first of all, welcome Jill and welcome Donna.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for inviting us.
No worries. Glad to have you along. Now, first of all, Jill, I know that your surname is Sabia, so what relationship, how do you fit in the family?
Well, my husband is Alvin Sabia, and he is the great-grandson of Henry and Martha Sabia, who Henry came to Wandon in 1867, and we're still there.
Yep. Now, we interviewed Barbara, so is her husband a relative, like your husband's relative?
Yes. Her father-in-law, Edgar...
Yes, father-in-law, yep.
Yeah, her father-in-law...
Yep.
Edgar Sabia is a grandson of Henry and Martha Sabia. His father was Wandon Sabia.
And they named
him Wandon after Wandon.
Oh, they didn't name Wandon after him.
No,
the other way around.
Very often
that's what they do, don't they?
Yeah,
they have a town or a street after the name of the person, not very often where they have them where they name the person after it. What year was the mansion built?
It was started in 1886, yep. And Henry finished it in 1888. He made the bricks.
Himself?
Yes.
Gee.
Took the clay from the ground, made the bricks and built a kiln and fired the bricks and built the house.
So is that the original house? Like, has it been extended over the years?
No. Oh, over the years it was, yes, because my husband is one of nine. So his father, when Alvin turned 21 in 1956, his father built on a kitchen, a laundry, a bathroom and a toilet.
Oh, right.
And his mother thought she was living in a palace because otherwise that was a very small house. I mean, it was big, but for nine children. It wasn't.
Gee, that's a big family. Yeah. So how many relatives are there? From the whole lot, or is it, or you must count?
Me. Hundreds.
Yeah.
And there would be a lot, because Henry and Martha had nine children.
True.
And then Alvin's mother and father had nine children, so there's been a lot of kids live in that house.
Oh, I'd reckon. So, I know it's on a few acres now. How big acreage was it when they originally built?
Originally 80 acres were the selections in the area.
Yep.
Which Henry selected, 80 acres. And when he died, he cut it in half and left half to Alvin's grandfather and half to another one of his sons.
Oh, right.
And we're now on about four acres.
Right. It's obviously not still owned by the family, is it?
No.
It's in a trust. It'd be in a trust.
Yes. We're a not-for-profit organisation, and we're all volunteers. We don't have anything to do with the property as such, but we all still, some of us, all love it.
Oh, okay, absolutely. I bet you can. Bet you do.
Yeah.
And look, to the people listening, I know I did an interview with Barbara Sabia probably a couple of years ago, and people told me after that, I didn't even know it existed. So do yourself a favour. I've been and had a look at it, and I've got to acknowledge I paid to get in the door, because I'm not promoting this because I got a freebie. And we went and had a look around, and it's mind-blowing what's down there. So do yourself a favour one weekend and go down. But we're going to talk in a minute. I've just got to take a quick break, and we will be back. I want to talk about what's coming up this weekend.
Clear. I'm waking to a just can't deny.
Talk to Jill and Donna from Montdelancy, and one of the reasons we wanted to talk particularly to Jill to find out a bit about the history of the place, because it's got a terrific history behind it, but also to talk to Donna because there's a big weekend coming up down there this weekend and it's called Paint and Sketch. So Donna, if we turn up, what are we going to have there this weekend?
Well, we're hoping to have good weather for a start. And we hope that it will get quite a few people coming from the local area who are interested in creating art with us all.
So, like, are you yourself an artist?
Well, I have been called that, yes.
How long have you been... Do you paint or do you sketch or do you do both?
I paint mainly watercolour, but yep. I have painted with other mediums and I do sketch when I get a minute. Yep. And I've been doing it for probably 10 years or more. Yeah. Actually, I've been doing it pretty much since I was a little kid.
Did you?
But I've been concentrating on it more since
the kids got older. What made you get involved in the first place?
Just to try and do something for myself.
Yeah.
Basically, just a creative avenue.
All right.
Once the kids got a bit older.
When you were at school, yourself, as a young person, did you sort of have a lot to do with art?
Yeah. Every single subject I took was art, graphics. I ended up getting a job in the graphic arts design area.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, ran a printing art area department. So I did that for quite a few years, 10 years.
Yep.
Then had children. So
That puts a stop on it for a little while?
Yeah, that certainly did.
All right. So is it a display this weekend or is it workshops or what's going to happen this weekend?
It's basically just a plain air paint day in the gardens of Mont de Lancy.
Yeah, but explain that to the listeners, what that means.
That means just that the gardens at Mont de Lancy are quite nice, beautiful. There's buildings and everything like that. So I was just came up with the idea of painting in the garden. Let's just get some community people together, enjoy doing what we all enjoy doing, which is creating art. Just with like-minded people.
So are you looking for people that are already artists or is it for the person who's really unskilled?
It's for both. We actually originally started just with the artist in mind, but when we had so many people showing interest in the gallery and the art that I have up in the gallery there at the moment, they all said, oh, I'd love to try, I'd love to give it a go, but I can't, or whatever. Yep. So I just ended up saying to them, you know, well, come along. And that's how it all happens. So it's from beginners, people who just want to have a turn at it, give it a try, and for people who know what they're doing.
All right, so if a person comes along, are you going to go along and say, oh, yeah, that's not real fresh? You're probably not going to put it down, but
no,
say,
certainly wouldn't.
You could do this a bit better or you could do
I
that.
I could encourage them with that. I'm not a teacher at all,
right.
I would like to encourage them to do whatever they want to do, right. Use whatever medium they want to use.
So if Freddie Nurk or Sally turns up on Saturday or Sunday...
Yeah.
How long are they going to have to do what they want to do? Can they stay all the day?
It's an all-day event. So we're encouraging people to come at 9:30.
Yep.
And we'll have a little bit of a chat about what we're going to do, where we can paint, where we can draw, you know, the areas that are available, which are all open.
Yep.
And then they can paint for a few hours and they can stop, have lunch, they can do whatever they like. There's areas for picnics.
Yeah, so there's no, it's not as though the person's got a time limit of 2 hours
no,
and they
that's
have to
right.
move on.
Exactly. If they want to go home, they can, but we're encouraging them to stay all day, have lunch in the grounds or at the coffee shop, and then we'll gather again in the gallery, possibly with bringing in the art that they've created, and we'll just have a bit of a talk about what they've done and... Yeah. Just, it's very casual and relaxed.
Right. So are you anticipating that most people will come along and put an apple on a stand and paint that? Or are you anticipating people that will want to paint the old sheds and the old house?
Yeah. They can do both, actually. Yep. They can do whatever they like to do. We've got a lot of flowers that are flowering in the garden and a lot of buildings that are there. Everywhere you look at Mont de Lancy, there's just, for me anyway, there's somewhere or something to paint.
So no, it's a terrific place.
Oh, it's just amazing. Yeah. Like even if you go into the slab kitchen, there's this kettle in there that I just want to paint. It just looks great.
So, well, that prompts another question. Are you anticipating that they're only painted out on the lawns or can someone go and paint sort of looking into the house?
Well, there's lots of... Obviously, there's lots of different areas to paint, and it doesn't even have to just be paint. It can be pastel, it can be sketching, it can be coloured pencil, whatever they want to do.
Yep.
But there are lots of different areas that they can stand and look at a different area and paint a house, or they can go into a building and paint that kettle. Or there's windmills, there's the blacksmiths, there's... Just so many different areas.
It's terrific. And there's a bit of a museum down the back with some of the steam stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a machinery.
Love
there's
that.
All sorts.
All right, so...
So many.
If they're coming on the weekend, what do they need to bring with them?
They need to bring all their own art supplies.
Yep. Easel and all that.
Yeah, whatever they're going to use to paint. Just really basically all their own art supplies.
Yep. I've got to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more. We're going to find out a bit more about this weekend and a bit more about Mont de Lancy. Do yourself a favour. I've been there and I really enjoyed the day.
Baby, you got me so good. Yeah. Oh, you came as a surprise. You were right on time. Think you're all about me, but I'm all about you.
Now, we do need to make a correction. I've been talking about the weekend, but apparently it's only all day Saturday. So I apologise. So don't plan on going there Sunday. Well, if you want to go and just look around the house, certainly do that. But if you want to be involved in the paint and sketch day, you better make it Saturday or you'll miss out. Donna, I just want to ask you one question that's probably got nothing to do with Montelancy, but I'll still ask it.
Okay.
Do you have one picture that you've painted or drawn that stands out and that's the picture for you?
Not really one.
Don't you?
But I have one that maybe the Highland Cow that I just did recently.
Right.
So that's probably my favourite at the moment, yes.
Where did you do that?
I actually went to Phillip Island for a week.
Right.
And hid myself away in our holiday house and painted it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you use for as a to do it?
Just this free reference photo I get on Facebook. So.
All right. So, when you're doing a drawing or whatever it might be,
yep.
Do you do in the field like
no.
We talk, or do you just find something that and then you draw it?
I will use free reference photos. Occasionally, I will go out into the field and paint something, a building or.
Right.
Something like that, but I'm not really a landscape painter, to be honest.
Aren't you? Yep.
No. I will do flowers and things like that, but usually from photos.
So what's your main special? Like if I said to you what is the thing that you would really like to paint, draw, what would it be?
I love wildlife.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And when you talk about wildlife, you talk animals?
Animals, yeah, animals.
Oh, right. Jill, have you ever drawn a...
No.
People can't hear you.
I've been trying to encourage you.
All right.
I will
so
one day.
First of all, it's on Saturday, so let's get that settled. Between what time and what time?
9:30 till 3:30.
Yeah, and what's the cost?
$25.
Is that $25 include getting into Montelancy?
Yes,
or
it does.
They have to pay to get into Montelancy.
And all proceeds go to Montelancy. So.
Yep. Now, I guess we should talk to Jill about this. Jill, do you get any money from National Trust or anything like that to upgrade it?
No, we don't get any money from anyone except the kind people that come through.
So really, these sorts of days are really what you need to sustain
Very
it, isn't
important
it?
Important to us.
Yeah, because it's a bit unfortunate because it's such a part of history and the area that, you know, a lot of these things... If the income doesn't come in, they just fall into disrepair, don't they?
That's right, yes. And we can't afford to let that happen.
No, not on something that's that old.
No.
How many people do you hope to get there on Saturday?
Well, we've asked people to pre-register.
Yeah.
But we're also encouraging people to come along on the day. So we're not really sure. You know,
Is this the first time you've done
it's
this?
It's the first time, that's for sure. Yep, it's a new adventure.
Now, you told me off air, which I don't normally talk about what we said off air.
Oh, no.
But no, this is any problem. You said you had to get away because you've got a class at, I think, later on in the afternoon.
Yep.
So do you teach sketching as well? Or
I don't teach. I don't say I'm a teacher at all, and I certainly don't want to be named as a teacher, but I encourage people. So we have a group, we have two groups at Montelancy. We have one that's pretty much full on a Friday.
Yep.
We've got one or two places available for that maybe, but we've started up another one on a Wednesday afternoon.
And what's that? Is that just sketching or what?
No, it's painting, sketching, whatever anyone wants to do. It's sort of like it's a little bit like what we're going to do on the weekend on Saturday. It's people who come along who just want to get together, enjoy each other's company, a bit of a community involvement, and all around art, really. And so we learn from each other.
What costs involved for anybody who wants to get involved in that?
Well, that's a donation to Mont Delancey. Mm. So we say $5, $10, what anyone's prepared to pay.
Yep. And you run that every week?
Yes, every week. So Wednesday afternoon and Friday mornings.
Are they mainly the same people come every week, or do you
It does fluctuate a little bit, but it's pretty much the core group, same people all the time.
Yeah. Sounds terrific. All right, we'll just take another quick break and we'll be back with more. That was Bananarama and Venus. Just a quick reminder, straight after 1 o'clock news, we'll have our private investigator, Pete, with us. If you've got any questions that you want to ask him, give us a ring. Greg's in the office now on 59-615-991. 59-615-991. Greg will get the questions and he'll bring them into me and we'll ask them for PI Pete right between 1 and 2. Of course, at 2 to 3 is the council connections. Now, Jill, I can understand that some of these people are going to pay to come along and do their drawings and that, but they might have a partner that wants to come but doesn't want to paint. So is there any difference the cost of them getting in, or what happens?
Yes, well, if the people that come along with the artist, they would pay $10, and that means they can tour around the property or
go down to the museum down the bottom.
Yeah, go and just roam around.
Now, Donna, you were saying, you mentioned before, you said about the gallery. So where's the gallery and what's actually in the gallery?
The gallery is at Mont de Lancy, and what's in the gallery is all my artwork.
Right.
So it's,
how many pieces?
Well, I've sold quite a few recently, so okay. There's about five less, but there's probably, I don't know, how many, probably 20 or 20 30 odd. Or... Mm. Yeah, I'm not. Yep. I haven't actually counted them.
Haven't you?
No.
And what are they of? Like, are they street scenes or what are they all of?
No, mainly wildlife.
Flinders Station.
Yeah, that's there. I've got, I did a commission recently, so I've got exhibition buildings.
Oh, that'd be great.
I've got a few surprises because I've actually got a upcoming solo exhibition, so I'm keeping a few behind the scenes until I have them in the exhibition.
Sounds good. Now, where is the gallery? If I remember rightly, it's somewhere attached to
the museum.
The cafe, is it? Or?
Yeah, well, it's all one big building, isn't it? It's got the museum.
The museum.
Yeah.
And it's called the Ray Oliver Gallery.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who was Ray Oliver?
He helped to put Mont de Lancy together. He was a builder from Nillardale, an old family in Nillardale.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So that's what it's called.
So apart from this weekend, not this weekend, this Saturday, is the painted sketch. You've also, I mean, the place is open quite a lot of the time, but more important, it's open from Wednesday to Sunday. Wednesday to Sunday. And there's often volunteers around to tell you bits and pieces about the place too, isn't there?
Yeah, a few of us.
And what day, because there's a wood turning group there, isn't there?
And a blacksmith.
Yeah, what days are they there?
Well, they come on tour days. If we have a tour, they'll come in. The blacksmith's there perhaps on a Sunday, usually. And the vintage machinery, that's another one.
That's terrific. I've been down there.
They come on tour days mainly.
Jill, you've been involved for a fair while and your family has. How did you get... Well, let's talk about, say, the machinery. Like, surely the family didn't own all those. Is there somebody that's been out collecting for you, or how did you get them all?
People just ring up and say, you know, well, we've got an old cart or whatever, and we've collected, but we have to stop collecting, really.
Getting too many.
It's wonderful, but yes. You know, like... But it's all good, and mostly comes from the area, from descendants of the pioneering families that were in Wandon.
Well, because that happens, doesn't it? Sometimes they get held down between two and three generations, then all of a sudden the houses have got smaller, they're only on normal blocks of land, and they say, oh, can't have this. And the trouble is with that stuff, I mean, a lot of it went to the tip over the years too, didn't it?
Yes. And a lot of the older ladies have been telling me, nearly in tears, that my daughter doesn't want my dinner set, and my daughter doesn't. She said, "Just get a skip." and they're very sad,
and
I can
do
understand.
That.
Yeah,
I know that. I've had that said before, that people have said, "Oh, you know, this my great grandfather passes down, and my grandfather and mum and dad had it. And now my kids are, and I just take the tip when I want it."
And that's a shame. But, I mean, it's... Well,
you can't take everything, can you? Also, I must just mention this, because I know you've got an old church on the property, but that came from somewhere else, didn't it?
Yes, that came from Beanack Road.
Oh, did it?
Because they built a nice modern church.
Yep.
And said, would we like it? So we said, thanks. They put it on the back of a truck, brought it up Hunter Road, up the hill, and popped it there.
Because you can't... I mean, those sorts of buildings... And from time to time on Facebook, I see what the city used to look like. I mean, some of those, you just can't demolish them. It just wouldn't be fair.
No, no. And that's the hard part, isn't it?
Yeah.
To know what to...
And not everybody can take them.
No, No,
so that's
no.
that's a problem. So again, we just need to mention again, it's Saturday only. We talked about on this paint and sketch, but you can go there from Wednesday to
Sunday.
Now, what's the cost of normally getting in there, Jill?
$15 adults and $12 concession.
Yep.
And our group tours are all $10.
And that's that, those group tours are terrific. I've been on one.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah, I've been on one of those. Do you have any other exhibitions coming up? Like you spoke about something else, Donna. What other exhibitions? What else is that? Because I know very often, I think the quilters come down to your place because I interview the quilts for orphans.
Wandanyalik Primary School have their annual art exhibition.
Oh, do they?
And that is fantastic.
When's that?
November,
October,
is it?
October the...
Okay.
We're not too sure, but sometime in October.
It is the it's October the 20th or 21st will be an open day. But if people can look at the website...
Sorry. Yep. We'll give you some details about
later.
That. Later. I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can't fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't think straight. I meet him every morning about 8:30. I'm acting like a lovesick fool. You've even got me carrying his books to school. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. That I like it fine. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. You got me jumping like a crazy clown. And I don't feature what you're putting down. Since I kissed his loving lips of wine, the thing that bothers me is that I like it fine. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
And that's a 2023 version of Stupid Cupid that was made very popular by Connie Francis back in 1961. Just a quick reminder, I'll be here on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. We'll be playing plenty of those songs and your requests, of course, on Sunday afternoon, 6 to 8pm. So, yep, come along and we won't be playing that version. We'll be playing Connie Francis. But anyway, we're rambling on a bit. Let's just get these costs again. Now, it's $25 if people want to come along and actually partake in the paint and sketch, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
And if they've got a partner or someone that doesn't want to do that, then it's $10 for them to come and watch.
Yep, that's right. And children are free if they want to come along.
Right. On Sunday, when it's not on and people want to come along, what are the costs on those days?
$15 for adults and $12 for concession.
Not an expensive afternoon, is
no,
it?
No.
And you can then wind up going to have a cup of coffee in the cafe and it's a great way to spend time.
Yes.
All right. So let's just, we're fast running out of time here. Let's just run through the times again for Saturday for this paint and sketch because that's what we're here to talk about.
So that's 9:30 till 3:30?
Yeah.
On Saturday the 6th of September.
Which is this Pardon me, this Saturday?
Yep.
Yep. And just bring along your easel, your paint.
Yep. Bring along pencils. All your own art supplies, sounds what you would like to paint, sketch with.
Do you think many will, I would have thought, and I don't know much about it because my knowledge of art's pretty limited, I would have thought most people that come along would like to do paintings and sketches of the old buildings.
Yeah,
and all
I
that.
Think so too. Or flowers or something like that.
Just off the track for half a second, you've got beautiful gardens there and that. Is that all maintained by volunteers too?
Volunteers, yes.
Everything.
Gee, that's a terrific job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Big job.
There's someone there mowing the lawn today, ready for Saturday.
Are they?
It's all happening.
Apart from that, I mean, you just don't have these flowers grow and everything work for you if you don't, if you don't put some work into
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a terrific setup. How many volunteers would you have there, Jill? Not enough, probably.
I wish I hadn't asked. I did count 17, but that's not 17, really. I'm sorry, but...
So you really need
it's
more.
It's about three that do most of the work.
Is there?
Yeah.
So I guess you wouldn't mind a few extra volunteers.
Oh, we'd love some, please.
There we are. If you're retired, want to do something, and one of the things and you all know I'm always preaching on this show about staying connected. There's nothing worse than just sitting on the couch watching TV, particularly once you retire. For our own mental health and physical well-being, we need to get out. So there's an opportunity. Give them a ring and say, well, this is what I can do, or go down and see what they can do.
And you can look at the lovely mountains while you're there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good place. It is a good place. So this Saturday, again, 9:30 to 3:30. How are we going to find out more about it, Donna?
The website.
Yep.
All the information is on the website.
Which is?
Montdelancy.org.au.
All one word, Montdelancy?
Montdelancy is all one word, .org.au, yes.
All right, there's no full stops anywhere through that.
In between.
Well, you're going to need to do that.
Jill was supposed to do that job.
Here we go.
This is going well, yeah.
It is montdelancy.org.au.
Yeah, but the Montdelancy is all
one
word.
Oh, no, that's all one
that's
word.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Right.
In lowercase.
Yeah, montdelancy.com.au. .au.
No.
I haven't got it in front of me.
Go ahead. Montdelancy.org.au. And do you want the phone number?
Yes, please.
5964-2088.
Right, it's 5964-2088.
That's
Can't
right.
Can't go wrong. And it's montdelancy.org.au.
That's right.
That's it.
Righto. Well, we hope it's a terrific... exhibition, a terrific day.
Thank you. Of course,
we just need to mention again that they can, if they bring a partner along that just doesn't want to do it, they can wander up and have a look at the gallery.
Yep.
They can wander down and have a look at
all the museum, everything will be all open. So it's like an open day of Montdelancy, really, isn't it?
It is.
And it's $25 for the painter's sketches, $10 for the other people to come in and wander around and have a look around.
All profits go to Montdelancy.
Yeah, and look, I'm serious about that, about volunteers. I mean, these organisations, they all only run on volunteers, and Jill's just told us they don't get any government funding or council funding. So if people don't sort of support these places, they disappear. So, and a lot of people do... when it's retirement, don't know what to do with themselves. I guess you'd be happy with just a few hours a month or a few hours a week, whatever they could do.
Anything they've got to offer, we'll take.
And can I just say, without sounding disrespectful or rude, it's not just retired people. Anyone who wants to come, someone who's got a bit of spare time, all ages are welcome.
Yeah, so it's just that the retirees have often got more time during the week.
I know.
But week to be able to come.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds terrific. And I guess... you'll always find a job for them. Like, you're not necessarily looking for anyone with any particular skills, are you? You can find a job for them for anyone.
Definitely.
We'll help them.
Jill, I know you have some people that, when you're doing the tours, that lead the tours, because Barbara did it the day I went. Mm. Are they mainly the actual family, like yourself and Barbara, or do you have other people that do those as well?
Well, that's where we're very low on the ground for guides.
Is it?
To do group tours. We've had to do self-guided tours,
which
is a shame in a way. But,
So if somebody rocked up today and said to you, I'd be happy to be a tour guide, mm-hmm. what sort of training have you got to give them and how long would that take?
Well, we've got, notes on different parts of the buildings and when this happened and what happened there. Like I do a story when I do tours and mine's more personal, I guess.
Yep. Well, because you've got a connection to the family through your
and
husband.
I've learned it over the years.
Yep.
But we can always help people to, tell them what to say.
Yeah.
So that does put people off a little bit.
Yeah.
To be a volunteer. Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But you could.
Yep. Well, I mean, you people would train them anyway. You're not going to just throw them out there and hope it goes.
No. And we've got lots of things you can read.
Yep.
In the buildings. So, it's good.
Great opportunity. Mm. Donna, what's on the future for Donna? Apart from this Saturday, what else has Donna planned for herself as an artist?
Well, this whole year's been a bit of a whirlwind, but I've got a solo exhibition coming up.
Explain that to us.
Well, that's part of being this artist in residence for Mont de Lancey.
Yeah.
So they would like me to do an exhibition. So that's...
Yeah, but you said solo. I don't understand what the exhibition is.
Yeah, so therefore no one else is being involved. It's just all my art.
Oh, solo, not solo.
Solo.
Yeah, right.
Solo.
I wondered what power I had to do with it.
No, that's just meeting all my artwork.
Right.
So that'll be filling the gallery.
Yeah.
And that's the 20th to the 28th. Of September.
Of September.
Yeah. And then we've got a group exhibition, so that'll be involving more people. So people who are local who want to join, I've invited a few people to join me in the gallery with their artwork.
Right.
So more community-based exhibition.
Will those be for sale?
Yeah, everything will be for sale.
Oh, that's all right.
So then that's in October. And then, of course, Mont de Lancey's got...
November.
Quite a few things coming up.
Yeah.
Lots of different events in November.
Yeah.
Porcelain. The porcelain art teachers, I think, of Australasia, I think it might be.
True.
But anyway, beautiful, beautiful.
Yep. So that fills the whole gallery.
Yep.
They've got a lot of things in there.
And there's a quilt show as well. The
Quilt for orphans.
Yes.
Yeah, when are they there?
Did you have to ask?
I think that's soon.
Later in the year.
That's again. If you look, it's in November.
Yeah.
It's in the museum, actually, and that's lovely.
We had Libby on probably about a month ago.
She
was talking about it. We have Libby in about once a year just to talk about what they're up to.
Yeah.
Great organisation.
But again, that's on that website.
Yeah.
So. And Mont de Lancey also doing the market this year, too.
Oh, we've got Twilight
the Christmas
Market.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, when's that?
December the 4th.
Yeah, so that's a big thing too coming up.
Again.
Yeah, it's a great way for people to get Christmas presents and they're often buying them from local people that have produced them locally, aren't they?
You're not going
to some supermarket and buying it.
And it's a great atmosphere.
And in our shop, we've got a shop too.
We've got lots of things.
Is that an afternoon, the one you're talking about?
What?
The Christmas one, the twilight. Yeah, what time?
4 till 8.
Yeah, that'd be terrific.
Eight.
And it'd be nice and warm on those nights.
Mm, yeah.
It'd be a great spot to be. And we'd have daylight savings by then, so it still should be a great night.
Yeah, it will be
all
good.
All right, so you need to put that in your diaries too. But if you look up montdelancey.org.au, and if there's anything you want to know, if you ring 59-642-0888, that's 59-642-0888, I'm sure they'd be only too happy to have you along to them. If not, if you're... Ever thought of yourself as a painter or a sketcher? Saturday's the day, 9:30 to 3:30 this Saturday. Just bring along everything that you need and I'm sure you'll have a great day. Bring your partner along for $10 and they can have a great time. Look, it's been a delight having the two of you. I hope you get heaps of people there on the weekend.
Thank you for having us.
I think the weather on Saturday is going to start off chilly, but it's going to, yeah, minus one, but it'll be up to 20.
Yeah, so hopefully once, it's nice.
Oh, that's good.
Once the sun gets out, you should have a really great day. Yeah. So thanks for coming in and talk to us. Again, montdelancey.org.au. And if you're not on that, give the old phone a ring, 59-642-088. Time for me to go, and I'll be back straight after 1 o'clock news with our private investigator, Pete, and we'll talk to him and see what's been going on.